Wall Street was humming today, and we'll tell you why. It's the Business News headlines, and here's some of the stories we've got for you today. 12 deals are in the IPO pipeline for this week. Europe braces for a tough winter. Think COVID-19. Who you are and where you live matters when it comes to the economy. Ever heard of the Bank for International Settlements? You will today. We'll check a winning day on Wall Street, and the grocery boom is gone, according to the numbers. Those stories in time with farmer attorney Warren Varley, who's running for the Iowa State Senate. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Well, it's the busiest week for initial public offerings since May of last year when Uber went public. This week, we'll see 12 deals expected to raise $6.8 billion. The list includes Snowflake. That's a cloud company that raised its proposed price range by a wide margin today to $100 to $110. Now, prior, it had been $75 to $85. The company's planning to offer 28 million shares to raise up $3.8 billion at a valuation of up to $30.5 billion. It's going to make it the biggest deal of the year. The San Mateo, California-based Snowflake has applied to list on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker SNOW. There are 23 banks underwriting the deal, led by Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. Proceeds will be used for general corporate purposes, including potential acquisitions. Snowflake is joined on the IPO calendar by Unity Software. That's a maker of software for 3D video games that is a direct rival of Epic Games, the creator of Fortnite, which, by the way, is currently in a dispute with Apple and Google parent Alphabet. Unity is planning to sell 25 million shares priced at $34 to $42 each. Packaging company Pactiv Evergreen is expected to be the week's third biggest deal, with plans to offer 41 million shares priced at $18 to $21 each. The biggest maker of fresh food and beverage packaging is expected to raise about $861 million at a valuation of about $3.4 billion. Several others are in the pipeline, including JFrog. That's an Israeli company. Sumo Logic, another cloud computing company, is also in the mix. Vertu, a Brazilian company that centers on education issues. Also this week, Dyne Therapeutics, a developer of therapies for muscle diseases. Outset Medical is a medical tech company. Metacrine is a clinical stage biotech focused on therapies for patients with liver and gastrointestinal diseases. Lots and lots of activity. Get your checkbooks out. It looks like a bleak winter in Europe. The demise of Europe's air travel rebound and a fresh warning on jobs from Airbus are adding to evidence that the region's aviation industry is in for a tough season. A rise in European air traffic that built up over July and August has abruptly shifted into reverse. Meanwhile, the head of plane maker Airbus said separately that volunteer staff departures probably won't be enough to cope with the deepening crisis. A tally of flights this year will be about 6 million. That is 55% below last year's levels. A hoped-for surge in late summer traffic failed to materialize for European airlines as the coronavirus pandemic continues to flare up and countries apply a hodgepodge of restrictions on travel. Who you are and where you live has a lot to do with your personal economics and the economics of this nation. With white unemployment in single digits, minority unemployment in double digits, and policymakers looking to cut federal unemployment insurance by triple digits, the country finds itself in a situation similar to the one it faced during the Great Recession. Now, just as then, minorities are bearing the brunt of the recession. Just as then, policymakers are failing to account for that fact, and in doing so, are threatening to reinforce the United States' long-simmering racial inequities and do great damage to the overall economy. A national unemployment rate fell to single digits in August at 8.4%. However, that number conceals America's racially stratified economy. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, while white unemployment fell to 7.3% in August, the black unemployment rate was 13%, the Hispanic rate 10.5%, and the rate for Asian Americans was 10.7%. With unemployment of people of color still increasingly high, Congress has yet to approve another round of stimulus funding. Now, Republicans suggest setting the federal unemployment insurance benefit, which gave Americans receiving unemployment an extra $600 a week before the program expired in August. Republicans want that to go to $300. Congressional Democrats have remained adamant that a $600 per week benefit is necessary. Meanwhile, former Obama administration chair of the Council of Economic Advisers, Jason Furman, has pushed Democratic lawmakers to compromise, suggesting an extended unemployment program be reinstated at $400 a week. Also, it looks as if a large number of what were thought to be temporary job losses are starting to look more permanent. You know, back during the Great Recession, it was the citizens of color who bore the brunt of the downturn, which resulted in even higher levels of economic disparity. We may not have learned a lesson. According to the Bank of International Settlements, bet you didn't know that existed, according to BIS, the worst part of COVID-19 may be in front of us. What is that? Well, the creation of zombie companies that are insolvent. Ultra-easy monetary and fiscal support is helping companies avoid a liquidity crunch after the pandemic closed down businesses and demand collapsed. But that stance bears risks in the long term. And what are those? Well, while the liquidity measures have helped companies stay afloat, there are concerns now that they may also be creating a swath of uncompetitive firms that hold back investment and innovation. And in the long run, that does not bode well for the economy moving forward. Well, there is not a worry in the world about the economy today on Wall Street as stocks made a comeback. The Dow closed up 1.2% or 328 points, while the broader S&P 500 finished 1.3% higher. The NASDAQ Composite, which fell so much it briefly dropped into correction territory last week, ended today's session up nearly 2 percentage points. Correction territory is defined as a 10% drop from the peak. A choppy September shouldn't come as a surprise, given that it is historically the worst month of the year for the markets. M&A optimism seems to be helping investor sentiment today. Oracle and TikTok will become business partners in the United States, and chipmaker Nvidia has agreed to buy British peer Arm for $400 billion from SoftBank. The Federal Reserve's monetary policy meeting is on deck for Wednesday, which will likely echo the message of months past, which means lower interest rates and more monetary and fiscal intervention will be needed to get us out of this crisis. Meanwhile, Congress is back in session. We'll see how that goes. And finally, there is this. It looks like the great grocery boom is over. In August, food and beverage sales were up 11.5% compared with last year. And while that might sound good, food and beverage sales were up by over 31% year over year back in March as consumers were hoarding everything possible, including non-food items. Online sales have also moderated. Delivery and curbside pickup totaled $5.7 billion in August. That was down from $6.6 billion in May and $7.2 billion back in April. Analysts say that shoppers have settled into a routine, and some restaurants have reopened, and that, too, has had an impact on grocery chain sales. So, too, has the shutdown of the extra $600 a week in unemployment benefits. Well, stay with us, because coming up next, a conversation with farmer lawyer Warren Varley of Stewart, Iowa. Warren is running for the Iowa State Senate in the sprawling 10th Senate District, multiple counties included there. And we'll talk to him about that and a whole bunch more. Warren Varley, coming up next.